الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Today every one of us have our own individual problems also. In the family we have got problems, in the community and the ummah at large we know also we are going through difficult times and problems. And generally people are asking what is the solution, what must we do, and really practically what is it that we must do. One is to just speak in a philosophical way, very sophisticated presentations, but what actually we have to do. Firstly, the simple solution is that we have to come back to Deen. That is what is the solution. How to come back to Deen, that is also one thing. And these are positive things that we have to do, and there are certain negative things, things that we have to stay away from to solve our problems. Basically, it is to come back to Deen, come back to the masjid. We have to be regular with our namaz. Namaz, for example, if we just correct our namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. All bihayai, shameless things, all the anil fahsha wal munkar, and all things which are munkar. Munkar, all those things which everyone detests. This is bad. This is evil. Namaz will protect us. So we come back to namaz. We come back to the masjid. The masjid is the house of Allah. And in the house of Allah, Allah will be there. Allah is everywhere. But when we go to anyone's house, we want to visit the owner of the house. So when we come to the masjid, try and just simple it is. Just say, Ya Allah, this is your house and you are here and I'm visiting you. And you are my host. I've come to visit you. And the host will always, it comes in the hadith, that man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dhayfa. When Allah has taught this to us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how much ikram won't Allah make of us when we have come to the masjid? So there is no question of virus. When you come here, Allah is going to make your ikram. Allah didn't put virus in the masjid. So here we come, just have that in our heart. Allah is here. And then farisha, the masjid is the place of the malaika, the farishta. So we just make that niyat, the malaika here and I'm in their company. And as we heard now, the poem, the crux of it, to be in the company of the Ahlullah, the pious. Who can be more pious than the malaika? Other people will still have doubt whether he is pious or not. Malaika, there is no question whatsoever. And they are definitely in the masjid. Now they are here. And just to be conscious of it. And then a person benefits of it. A person, for example, drives through a wonderful place. You are a passenger in the car. You are sleeping. You are not conscious. You didn't see any of all that beauty that was there. So here also, if we are sleeping, maybe physically also we are sleeping, or maybe mentally our thoughts are somewhere else, or our hearts we are sleeping. We didn't wake up our hearts. We came here, but we didn't wake up our hearts. We are sitting with the malaika, but we are not aware of it. So make that niyat also. And mashallah, every masjid has got those certain people who are like the pegs of the masjid, the furniture of the masjid. And they are making that environment so we get all that goodness when we come to the masjid. That is one very practical thing for everyone. Then dua is a thing we must not neglect. Maulana Ghora Saliji, Damat Barakatum, said his last meeting he had with Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he told him two advices. One advice was that the potential you have, and everyone has got potential, and every person has got capital of time, potential of effort, of many things everyone has got, whoever it is. Use that to the maximum benefit. Use it to the maximum benefit. Like for example, I've got a Sunday morning free. I can go fishing, not haram, ask a fatwa, it's alright. But that same Sunday morning, I could use it to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Now compare the two. So what's a great difference? Use it to make some zikr. the same Sunday morning, use it to go and visit a brother, invite him towards Deen, etc., to speak to him about Deen. What a great difference. So we can use all our time. And just think that in the Akhirat, where Allah says, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, read your kitab, your report is here, now you see your report, and you yourself make your judgment. Now Allah knows what it will be there, but it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person, for that moment that he did not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in Jannah he will also regret those moments. Then now when he sees the rewards, now for example, you ate your kitab, you had a week's holiday, you went for a holiday, and you asked the fatwa, also it's jais to go for a holiday, you go for a holiday, you make your namazes, everything, but now you see the rewards of namaz with jamaat in the masjid, and now you were in our holiday, now you see the two pictures clear. What is this reward? What are the difference? So make your own judgment. So use your potential to the maximum. Today we say with somebody else, then you say, oh, they are at a higher level, their level of iman is very high, but you see for yourself that I can do this, and this will be the reward in the akhirah, and I could have done this in this time. My money, I spend my money, I can buy it for many things, extra things, unnecessary things in the house, no problem also, not haram things you are buying, jais, halal things you are buying, but the same money, I could use it to give it to somebody who hasn't got water to drink. And there are millions of people who are suffering without water. And today, don't say we don't know, for anything we want, we go on the internet, we find out. That money I could give it to somebody for that water. Somebody, millions of people haven't got food to eat. So I'm using it here, not haram, nothing is jayz. But use all your potential, your time, your everything for the best. So Allah give us tawfiq. So dua is also one very great thing Allah has given us. Use this dua, and everyone has got it. Allah hasn't deprived any person. Allahu Akbar. A person without a tongue, he has also got the potential of dua. He also can make dua. A person who is dumb, he can also make dua. So Allah give us tawfiq. And then, what these things, a few negative things that we have to be very careful of, which harm us tremendously. That is also what is called sohbat. We call it exposure, to be exposed to negative things. And today, unfortunately, we are exposed right from childhood to negative things. Our homes, what kind of our homes, what our homes like. For example, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Alayhi, his home, when one great Buzurg saw it, he said, this reminds me the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My home, does it remind me of the palaces of Fir'aun and Namrud and these people? Or is it something which is whatever the structure of my house or everything? So all these negative things are impacting on us all the time. Whatever we are, which environment we are, which people we associate with. And today, it's not even that we have to go to those places physically on the phone, it is right with us all the time. And how much we are exposing ourselves to this, those things come into us and have an effect. Today, from childhood, the TV, mother puts a child on TV, etc., some cartoons, comedies, etc., and this carries on preschool, schooling. We are exposed all the time to that, and we don't wash it away. And how much are we exposed to good and righteous things? Hardly anything. So all the time, then at university, what we are exposed to all the time. So this exposure of the negative things, that is very, very harmful, very, very dangerous. Try our best to stay away. And we have to do business, we have to drive on the road. We are exposed when we are driving on the road. Bell boards, etc. People in the other cars around, our eyes will fall, how people will behave. People who are walking on the road, on the side, All these things are, without us realizing, having an effect on us. And therefore, five times the mass, which the, it is like five, passing in five rivers, getting yourself, so if we cleanse ourselves with our namaz, like for example, wudu we made, proper, everything, but just by reading the simple dua, Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin, wa ja'alni min al-mutafakirin, now we have cleansed our whole inside also. But how do we read it? We don't read the dua. So we cleansed our outside, we are now fit for namaz. Alhamdulillah, masalas we have done, our wuzus are correct, but our inside is still, we didn't purify it. So we don't get that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. And the other is the food that we eat. That is very, very important. Our income also, and then the food that we are eating. If it is doubtful food, etc., and today what things are, it's so difficult. So a person becomes conscious and give up those things in which you have a doubt for that which you have no doubt in. A simple principle of the hadith. Where you have a doubt in, give it up. As explained by ulama, that things which are totally halal, jayz, and two things which are totally haram, and alhamdulillah, the ummah by and large still has got the istidat, what is openly haram, we stay away. But in between, there are those doubtful things. That it is permissible also, it's not permissible also. So one is, we take the advantage, the wrong advantage. If there is a doubt, difference of opinion, so it's all right. But actually it should be, when there is a doubt, we stay away from it. If there are two roads you can travel on, somebody tell you this road 100% safe. This road is a doubt. There will be speed traps, hijackers, muggings, whatever, putting rocks on the road. Now, there is a doubt in it. It's not 100%. There might be. Who will want to choose? Even forget at night, in the day you won't want to choose that. But for deen, why we still want to choose it? And why don't we choose that in which there is no doubt? Just go to that in which there is no doubt, where hundreds of our masail will be solved if we follow this simple principle. And that it's just a matter of controlling that nafs a little bit at this time. So this our in what we are eating, our environment what we are in, what we are eating, negative things, stay away. Come to the masjid, come to deen. And the practical things, tabligh jamaat, join Jamaat. Even if it is just the kitab, ta'alim, we sit in. If we haven't got more time, we go make one ghasht. Sit for one bayan. Just listen to the elan also. This is a very great thing. Just that elan that our success lies in fulfilling the commandments of Allah according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Over and over. Usually we're not listening. Somebody has stood up, we know now what he's going to say. We take it for granted. So not like that. But take it. It's a very important, a very, very deep message that is being given. And then how much we can take part, whatever level. Come to this majalis of the Ahlullah, wherever they are. And yeah, it isn't that some sheikh is some great person. If he is, mashallah, Allah's ni'mat. But even if he isn't, just this environment all are creating, by all coming on that, and this environment that is being created, and the niyat that we came with for my Islam, to make my ta'alluq with Allah, these things will have great effect on us. And wherever else, wherever there is a good environment, we know of some ordinary people, like we call them ordinary people, but really what the position by Allah, only Allah knows. But we, in our heart, it tells us this is a pious person. Just go and sit with that person. And just, even if you, no talking also takes place, the effect is going to wear off on us. So really it is simple, and we can make our way to Allah. In spite of all this thorny path, and all this rocky road, and all this unleveled things, we can make our way to Allah in this also. And Allah is control of everything. Allah has put it. All conditions are from Allah, and Allah has made us responsible to reach Him in these conditions. And we can reach Him. Allah hasn't given us a task which is beyond us. It is within us. So just little, little. And Allah's system also, you come a hand's pain to me, I come an arm's length to you. You come walking to me, I come right. So we just take that initiator. And Allah's help is there. And Allah will guide us further. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.